Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to this from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Today we are going to be talking about how Gen Zs can become better by 1% daily. Today's date is 29th of November and the time is 7:45 a.m. We are almost approaching 2023, and my next episode, I'm going to be telling you guys how you can do your self-reflection and the questions you meant to ask yourself for self-reflection. But for today, I'm going to be discussing with you how you can become better. So as a Gen Z, often you have cause to like see many persons like yourself who are doing so well in the social space, who are doing so well in life, and it seems like I'm talking from experience actually. So you're going to see many persons who are doing so well, and it seems like you don't know what you're doing with your life, or it seems that you are not cashing up in life. Understand, right? And often social media even forces us to make this comparison, so it's not as if of our own will we want to like see them, but social media forces you to do the comparison. You understand, right? And you want to then make radical changes in a day, in a week, in a month. You want to just suddenly make a whole different change, something that is not you. Okay, let's take for example, actually, you're constantly seeing Kylie Jenner or Khloe Kardashian in their body, their fitness and everything, and you go like, ah, God of mercy, when will I be as fit as these girls? And you suddenly decide to go on a diet regime, like myself. Suddenly decide to go on a diet regime just to lose weight and to become as slim as them. You understand, right? And maybe your diet regime would like lose weight in 1 week. Can you see that kind of radical change? It's not you. So I'm going to be talking about how you can become better by 1% daily and what it means for you to become better by 1% daily. Okay. Early 2020, I learned about the power of compounding. The power of compounding simply means that your habits or what you do on a consistent level will always add up to give you the results you want. Now, take for example, a person who smokes just one cigarette a day. Come on, it's just one simple cigarette a day, right? Now, that person has consistently smoked one cigarette a day, one cigarette a day, one cigarette a day. I'm telling you, that consistency alone is going to give him a damaged lung. That consistency alone, is smoking one cigarette a day, is going to make him more soft, going to make him more open to diseases he ought not to be open to. Now let's take for example a person who has consistently read for 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes tomorrow, 30 minutes next tomorrow, 30 minutes the next day. Now, the person, when put side by side with another person who has not read, would perform exceedingly better. You understand, right? We will perform exceedingly better. So let me tell you guys a secret. Your habit will never change in a day. It's a given. Your habit would never change in a day. But each step you take every day, every single step you take, will strengthen your neural pathways. it will strengthen in your brain. There are some aspects of your brain called the neural pathways, and these are the things that like help you repeat actions over and over again. You understand, right? The things that help you to repeat your actions over and over again. That's why brushing your teeth comes very easily to you in the morning. That's why you know that you have to take your bed before you go out. You understand, right? So when your neural pathways become strengthened on a particular action, you find that it's easier for you to take that action, and it becomes an habit for you. Now let's take, for example, you exercise. You exercise every 30 minutes. And then for every day, exercise every 30 minutes every day. In 1 week, it will be easier for you to do exercise. In 1 month, it has become like a part of you that if you don't exercise, you don't just feel like you again. You understand, right? So your habits don't get strengthened in a day. This is why you should consistently work on becoming better every single day. It's a consistent act. You took a course today, does not mean you should not take another course tomorrow. No. It's a consistent act. It's a consistent act of being intentional towards becoming better. For you to stand out in our today's world, you need to become better. You need to be exceptional. Because we already have people who are talented. We have people who are hardworking. You're not just bringing hard work to the table again, right? You have to stand out and be different. 2, read. That is, invest in yourself. When people start out in reading, they expect to read like one full book a day. Or they expect to read like... And it does not work that way. Because the fact you read a full book today would not give you the time to read another full book tomorrow. So what are you supposed to do? Break it down into little pieces, into little steps that you can take. Okay, you read a chapter today. Read a chapter tomorrow. Read a chapter next tomorrow. And you see, just by consistently reading a chapter, consistently maintaining that habit, you skyrock. Now, when I talk, people say that, oh, you talk with sense. How do I talk with sense? Because I've mastered the habit of reading. Okay, at this point in time, I want to if you're still with me, please, I would like to ask you, please subscribe to this channel, Personal Finance for Gen Z's, because it's something I'm really, really, really interested in, and I'm working like I'm giving my best efforts to make this a success. Yes. I also have released this podcast yesterday, but I'm releasing it today instead, Tuesday. My sincere apologies for that. So, and if you're going to listen to the end of this episode, I have a gift for you. Yes, it's a gift because it's, I have a gift for you. So, just stay tuned to the end of this episode. So, theory, practice. Nobody starts out perfectly. Your first job is going to be whack. You're going to be making so many mistakes. And if you find you're not making mistakes, that means you're running on the same level. You're staying on that same level. You're scared to break forth. So your first job is going to be whack. Your first trial is going to be whack. The first thing you create is going to be whack. Your first design is going to be whack. Everything is just going to be work, because you can't start out perfectly. You can't start out like a pro. You understand, right? This is where the essence of constant practice comes into play. This is where the essence of consistent practice comes into play. You have to be diligent enough to practice. You have to be to practice. Practice hard. Talent is not born. Talent is made. You make talent. A person is good. A person is an expert at what he or she does. Because the person has taken the time to consistently practice. You understand? Now, 4, test something new. When I'm starting something out, I always like to experiment it at different angles. Now, take for example, I was starting my YouTube channel and I was posting at different random times. So I'm going to identify the time that works best for my audience. Understand, right? So that's what I did, and after a while I noticed that this time works best for me, and I was able to use that time. Understand, right? So don't try to like do it I know all or I know what's best for myself. By consistently practicing, like by consistently testing, you're able to understand what works best for you. And then I'm moving on to point five. This is very, very important. It's very, very crucial you learn this. Learn to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously. That's one mistake many people make. They try to take themselves so seriously that at the end of the day, they don't even have time to even like clap at their own mistakes. That's why it's there. When I see things I did like a year ago, I'll be like, God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, okay, what am I even saying? Go and listen to my first podcast on this channel. You see, 5 a.m. thoughts. And you see that it was whack. Like, it was whack. You understand, right? It was whack compared to what we are currently doing now. You understand? So learn to just laugh at your mistakes, laugh at your good face. That's what makes you, and it shows you how much you have grown. Then this is the most important thing you need to learn today. Learn to reflect. I know we're talking about this next week, and I'm so excited and I'm so hyped about this topic because it's something that I really have to do. I'm going to do it. Okay, I think I'm going to do my own next week, and I'm going to be telling you guys how to do it. Okay, yes, I'll do my own next week to save my self-reflection next week. So I'm going to be know how to when it comes to self-reflection, understand how to improve, know what you have been doing so far. Because you can't know what you've been doing so far, because you can't move ahead without understanding what you have done so far. You have to be like, okay, I've done so and so. Now it's time for so and so. You understand, right? So to move ahead, you have to like understand what you have done so far. So it's a wrap. Thank you very much. And understand that becoming 1% better every day is not a destination. It is a journey. It's a journey. You don't just say, okay, I've arrived at my destination. No, it's a journey. You're always on the journey. You're always on the journey. You're always going to learn new things. You're always going to try new things. You're always going to ask new things out. And that's what makes you. That's what makes you unique. You understand, right? Yes. So thank you very much. And then for my offer that I see that I have for people on this podcast, I observe many persons reached out to me telling me they wanted to start their own podcast just like myself. When I started my podcast, it was not easy. I won't lie to you, because I did not know how to go about it. I didn't even know how to It was so crazy. Sorry for using the crazy word, but it was so crazy because podcasting is now like a huge part of me. And to think that I do not even know how to start. And I feel that some other persons who are out there like myself, who want to start podcasting, who have many things to share with people, but they don't just know how to go about. They don't just know how to go about podcasting in itself. So I created a very comprehensive course for everybody. It's like a step-by-step journey. I'm taking you through each step of this journey. Like, I'm taking you through each step, and I'm guiding you, literally, in the course, I held your hands, though I will hold your hands, yes. I held your hands, and I showed you each stage of the journey. You understand, right? So, I'm going to put the link to the course in the description comment. So if you want to start your own podcast just like myself, you just use the link, Currently, I have over 3,600 monthly listeners. So thank you to everybody who have been listening to my podcast. I love you. I love you. Thank you very much. And don't forget next week's episode. It promises to be very, very hot. Most importantly, use the description. Use the link in the description. To get access to the course. Thank you very much for listening to this experience. Make sure you subscribe, and if you want to get the course, but if you want to start podcasting, use the description link, and see you next week. I love you all.